Dynasty Radio 1382.
Understand you by and by. Take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistake or say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little of faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Family, this is Paula Massey with the Education of the Miseducated System. How are you doing on this fine Tuesday afternoon or evening, wherever you are? This is a revolutionary radio for revolutionary people. You're listening to Paula Massey, and this is a live call-in talk show. The telephone number is 646-716-7572. Press the number one, and we'll put you in queue. I'm so sorry that we're starting a little bit late. We had some technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we're here. And so we're going to get right on into the show, and there's some things that I want to talk to you about. You know, I always throw that word inculcate every time we talk, and I'm going to just go ahead and give you the definition of that word. It says to instill an attitude, idea, or a habit by persistent instruction, okay? You're going to listen by persistent instruction. So some of the things that I'm going to talk to you today, one in particular, thank you, Kenya Jones, for posting to my site an event, something that's happening in our school system. They said it's coming to a school near you without your permission. It's called gender diversity. It's called gender diversity, and I did post it on my Facebook page. I did post it. It was posted on the Education of the Miseducated System, so you could go there and you could look at this this video. And I tell you, it's a shocker. And you know, I know they just passed a law that you know people of the same gender can be married, but this is a program. It's called Gender Diversity. It's not called Gender Identity, but gender diversity, and there is a difference. Diversity means that there's all different ways things can take place. There's many different things that you could look at. Identity is stating who you are as a person or what something is. But this is a program that is in the Oakland schools, Oakland, California, of all places, and an organization called Gender Spectrum has bought this in. I guess the school district has allowed them to come in. And what they're doing is they're teaching kindergarten and first graders, those are the developmental stages of our children, they're teaching them gender diversity. Now, this video that I want you to look at, if you get a chance to, I did post it on my site. Thank you. Kenya posted it on my site, but I posted it on other sites. They had over 280,000+ views already, okay? And my mind is just wondering what is going to be said about this. How are the parents going to address this? If you look at the picture online, it's the starting of the video, and you see a lot of African-American students. You see a lot of Hispanic students. So these are all babies. These are babies. I mean, kindergarten, first grade, they're still trying to figure out, you know, how to tie their shoes or whatever. But there's a gentleman named Shannon Price Minter. He is the legal director for the Center for Lesbian Rights. He's a proponent of this new program that's coming out into the school. He's for it. He feels like, you know, this should happen in the public school. It needs to, and anybody who has any right mind, this is what he's saying. If you have a mind, you would say that this is what's needed because our children need to know that there's many different ways that you can be. You could be a boy wishing you were a girl. You could be a girl wanting to be a boy. And they start off, if you look at it, it starts off with this teacher who has on the back of his T-shirt, family. He starts off with dolphins, talking about dolphins. Dolphins have both sexes. Some animals, is it true or false that animals only have two sexes, female and male? Well, he began talking about the different animals that have both sexes, or, you know, to do whatever they do. And he said, that's just like people. People could have two sexes. And he talks about how a boy can want to be a girl or feel like he's a girl, or a girl could feel like he's a boy. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit further, because this is really, Oakland is not that far from where I live, okay? It's really not that far from where I live, maybe like 3 hours or three and a half hours from where I live. So if it's in Oakland, it's coming down to where I'm going to be living. And it's going to, and because it's here in California, it's going to spread across, and it's going to hit up to where you are. Maine is already doing something similar. In the state of Maine, there's a book that's out called I Am Jazz, and there was no parental permission to read this book to their kindergarten and their first grade students. And it's about a boy who wants to be a girl, okay? So let me go back. I have in my hand right now the quick reference to the diagnostic criteria from the DSM-IV-4-TR, okay? The American Psychiatric Association. And I remember a few years back, I was listening to Dr. Umar Johnson, and the one thing that he stated was that homosexuality, and don't get me wrong, please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if this is the life that you choose to live, so be it. I'm not hitting on you guys. I'm not saying that whatever you want to do, you do. But when it comes to our babies and it comes to these young people, that's a different story. Well, in this book here, years ago, he said that homosexuality was considered as a mental disease. Then they took it out, the book. Okay? Just a little history there. This appears to be a program that they're doing, Gender Spectrum, is doing, is that it's backed by the union, school board union, teachers union, and it's backed by a lot of other different entities that may be putting money into different people's pockets to allow this to be taught in our schools. So we have to, as parents, we have to really be, we need to be on top of this. This is one thing that I feel like we really need to be on top of it. Because one thing, there's no parental permission. They're doing it without your permission. So these kids are sitting in these classes. Our babies are sitting in these classes. Our children are sitting in these classes. And you don't know what's being taught. Kindergarten and first grade, come on. And so we have to really be what's going on. When they have these open houses, even before they have open house, like I tell you all the time, when there's site council meetings, you need to go to those site council meetings. You need to find out what they're doing, because that's where you're going to find out a lot of stuff, okay? Whether you can opt out of this, that question was asked to this man, Shannon Price Mentor, and he evaded the question and never did answer the question whether parents could opt out and just teach it to those who wanted it. Because his thing is to teach it to all of the children. Everybody gets a piece of this pie. They brought up Hillary Clinton and what she said about it takes a village to raise a child. My question to us family is, what does it mean that it takes a village? What is a village? If you have a question, you have an answer for me, call in. I'm going to give you the number one more time, and this is a live call-in talk show, so you can call in. The number is 646-716-7572. Press the number one, it will put you in the queue, okay? And I definitely will call on you. We only have another 15 minutes because it came in all late, but I want to talk about this, and we'll probably talk about it again next week so you can have your questions. I don't want this topic to go without us discussing it. So what does it mean? What does it mean it takes a village to raise a child? Okay. One thing that I talked to you about is our educational system. Okay. And we talked about the inculcate, and I talked to, and there's a gentleman that's in this video that I have posted to my Facebook page, and he's talking about inculcating this information to our children. And what did I say the inculcate was? You're constantly putting this information on a regular basis in our children's brain cells. You're just constantly putting it there. It's just nothing. You're doing what you need to do at the school. You're drilling it in. Why are you drilling that in? You're not drilling the multiplication facts in. Why are you drilling that in? You're not drilling in how to read, the phonics skills that these children need. Our school system is going so far off the left, it's not even funny. This is not even funny. Let's look at our educational system. The most important function of the education is socialization. Okay? Society provides a conscious teaching program to inculcate values, norms, and social skills that will fit the individuals for their adult role in society. Society creates educational institutions such as schools and colleges to perform certain functions in accomplishing this general end. Education and social control. Education plays a vital role in regulating individual behavior through transmitting a way of life and communicating ideas and values to the new generations. This is basically what it sounds like what they're doing. Look at here. It says, transmitting a way of life and communicating ideas and values to the new generations. One way that the education contributes to the regulations of social conduct is in the early socialization of the child. In order to transmit its social heritage and survive as a social order, all societies develop educational systems to train its younger generations. I was getting ready to say victim. That's what came to my mind, is younger victim. Look at this here. Education by imparting values also integrates people into the broader society. The curriculum of the school is extracurricular activities in the formal relationship among students and teachers to communicate certain values and social skills such as cooperation or team spirit, obedience, and fair play. Inculcate. Family, we really need to step it up and look at the social engineering. That's what we're doing with social engineering. We're doing this to our babies. We're having them in these public schools, and now they're teaching this. A few years ago, in my area, it was a big old write-up in the newspaper, and I think this is 2013, at the beginning of the school year, that in our high school, we were going to have a bathroom that was just set aside for the transgender students. I didn't hear any complaints about it in the community. I guess it was okay. There's so many things that are going on, that are going wrong with our school system, that we really need to be on top of it. I always say, parents, that you are your child's first teacher. You've had those children with you for the first 5 years of their life, hopefully, and you know what it takes to motivate your child. And it seems like when you're bringing in animals and you're talking about different things, I'm looking at this video, when you're bringing in the animals, the kids are always excited about animals. They're excited about learning about nature. So when you bring in a little dolphin, or you bring in some kind of other animal that is non-threatening to these students, they're all ears. They're all ears, and they're listening intently to what the instructor who is teaching this has to say. And you know it yourself. Go to the library, bring home some books about animals, and your children will go to that, especially our young boys. They will navigate themselves to those books, and they could sit there for hours or so just looking, not able to read, but just looking at the pictures because they're intrigued by those animals. And now we have this curriculum teaching them that it's okay for young boys to wear nail polish. And they say that they're teaching this because we have so many of our young people who haven't had this teaching are attempting suicide. Well, I understand the bullying part of it. I understand the fact that if you're a young boy and you're in school and you want to put your makeup on, you want to arch your eyebrows, you want to wear lipstick or eyeshadow or a mascara or false eyelashes, you run the risk of being picked at. And I understand that. And no child needs to be picked at. No child needs to be picked at. No child needs to be bullied in school. Bullying will lead to death either at the hands of the bullier or the hands of the guy, the person who is being bullied may take their own life. So we have a hard task here. What are we going to do as a family? What are we going to do to protect our children against this? These children are sitting here listening to this, and half of them probably can't even read on their third. When they get to third grade, they probably won't even be able to read on their level. They probably won't be able to read on their level because we're spending all this time teaching about what they might think they are. And then there was another person on this saying that, wow, when they were young, they thought they were like a little dog or golden retriever, whatever kind of dog they said, because that's what children's minds do. They think about, they see things and they wonder, am I that? I remember as a young girl, and our mind runs that way. I remember as a young girl when I didn't have much hair, but my mother used to love to straighten my hair. And when she put that big old straightener comb to my head, it would just send shivers down my back. Well, sometimes she would comb my hair because my hair was coarse. And she would comb my hair and pull it, and it hurt. I was not tenderhead, but it still hurt. And I'll never forget sitting in class one day, and there's this white girl sitting in front of me, and she had this long hair. And her hair was kind of like back by her desk and, you know, down her back. It was almost like at my desk. And so I wondered, does her hair hurt? Because my hair hurt. So I went on and I pinched her hair. I took a couple strands of her hair and I just squeezed them between my fingers to see whether she was going to even feel it. She never felt anything. So children are curious. They're curious about a lot of different things. And if we send them the wrong message, that'll give them the wrong message. I don't think that any child needs to be dealt with, be taught this information about gender diversity. Gender identity? Maybe. All depends on what context it's being taught. But gender diversity and how these people are teaching it, I don't think it needs to be taught in our public school. And then the young man turns around and says, well, different animals have different genders. Sometimes they can have two genders. And then he turns around, well, sometimes they could be just like what we talked about earlier, like me. And he got a big old sign on the back of his T-shirt that says family. What does that say while you're teaching this class and you got a shirt on the back of you saying, what are they learning? That it's all about family, that I'm your family, and I could teach you this. It's okay because I'm family. I could tell you this information. Family, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be doing some more research on this, and I'm really going to get really heavy in this for next week. We're going to be talking about what does it take, what does it mean it takes a village, and what kind of village are we talking about, and what kind of village is Hillary Clinton talking about? These people are feeling like, as parents, we can't do the parenting on our own, that we need the outside, these outside entities to help us parent our children, because left to ourselves, we don't know what to do. Now, I will say this. When I was growing up in New York, I lived in the project, and we knew everybody in these different buildings that were around us. And yes, when I got in trouble, when I was doing something, which I didn't do a whole lot because I was a good girl, but whatever I was doing, Aunt Margaret, Big Betty, Little Betty, whoever it was, Miss Alexander, they will let your parents know what was going on. Okay? So it did take that village. If they saw us doing something, we straightened right up. Don't be trying to have no secret in your hand, because they affected them. Now, those were people that looked like me, talked like me, act like me, that was living in the same community that I was living in. As far as inculcating what we learned in school when I was growing up, we learned the Pledge of Allegiance, we learned the Star Spangled Banner, we learned My Country, 'Tis of Thee, all of those patriotic songs that we turned, they put that in us. They put that in us. And that was a form of inculcating. What they put in us also was, we would have the school nurse come to our class and look at our nails, make sure our nails were clipped, and that we had, little girls were not allowed to wear fingernail polish because we were little girls. And they'd look at our teeth, make sure our teeth were brushed, and make sure our hair was combed. And if our teeth wasn't brushed, they'd give us a little one of the little tiny toothbrushes that you get from the dentist's office, a little thing of toothpaste, go in and brush your teeth. Give a little comb. I don't care how thick your hair was. You got one of the little black little ace combs to go in the room, in the bathroom, to comb your hair. That's what they taught us. And maybe it wasn't all that great, but we wouldn't have nothing like this. And even when we had sex education in junior high school, it was a little film, boy meets girl at a party, they kiss, and then you all of a sudden you see the little comic characters with the little sperm coming through the egg and stuff. That's all you saw. But what they're teaching our children now, they're taking over your children's mind. It really is with the wrong thing. Johnny still can't read. And how much is this school district in Oakland that has a high pregnancy rate among girls that is infested with gangs? Why, how much money is this school district paying for these people to come in to teach this lesson? And Johnny still can't read. You're putting all this money into a reading program, Johnny still can't read. You're putting all this money into a gender diversity program, Johnny still can't read. You're putting all this money into all kind of programs, because you want to set the mind of how our children are going to think for the society that you have built for them to go into. Family, I think it's important that we really look into this. If you get a chance to go on the Education in the Miseducated System Facebook page, check out that video, and I'll tell you exactly what that video is called. Let's see right here. It's about the third one on my page. It's called the Truth in Education, Edutainment video. So it's put out by Truth in Edutainment, okay? Thank you once again, Kenya Jones, for posting this on our page. And we're going to be talking to you on next week, Tuesday. We will be talking about this again. I want to thank you for listening, and you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Just move on.
Dynasty Radio, 1380.